Greetings, greetings. Welcome to The Soul Place. And today, if you're seeing this, we are in the month of love. And today I want to ask the question, what is love? What is love? And I believe that we're going to have an understanding of what love is according to the Word of God. But I want to give us an answer, because that is a question to the question, what is love? I believe love is the standard. That's right, you heard my answer. I believe love is the standard. Now, the question is, whose standard? Because we're talking about the Word of God, I believe love is God's standard. Okay, so I want us to go to the Word of God. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 19, we have a very familiar verse, and I'm going to read it for you. It says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a banner against him. In the King James Version, it says standard. But the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a banner against him. So what is Isaiah talking about so many years before the coming of the Lord? This is actually Isaiah's prophecy about the coming of the Lord and the effects that his coming would have. I'm sorry, and to prove my point even further, commentaries have concluded that it was basically a situation that contained, or it was basically gross sin versus gross grace. In other words, it was a situation that only a move of God could remedy. So when we see this verse of scripture, now this is, remember I said, this is Isaiah's prophecy of what God would do by way of his Messiah. So the banner, the standard that God intended to lift up was his love. So it comes back to our topic today, what is love? Which asks the question, what is love? Love is the standard of God. Okay? Because this is all about love, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it's all about. It's about love. To prove it, let's go to a verse of scripture we've learned from kindergarten. All right? And I'm reading from the New Messianic Version, in case you're wondering why my version is different from yours. John 3:16, it says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So remember now, we said that love is the standard of God. So what did God do to initiate this standard? Well, he gave of himself. He gave, and I want you to get that, and I believe that this helps us to understand so much the oneness of God. He gave his only begotten Son. He gave of himself, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. In other words, God was the initiator of this thing. He gave what we couldn't. The truth is, like I said, gross sin versus gross grace. Because of our inheritance by way of Adam, Jesus had to come to remedy the situation. Because of what Adam did, the old Adam, the new Adam had to come and clean up that mess. And it required the precious blood of Jesus. As good as you may be, you may never get out of line. You may never do anything. But the truth is, your very entrance to this world spells born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Because of your father Adam, because of our father Adam, there was a death sentence on our life, and it was paid in full. by the precious blood of Jesus. Okay, so God gave himself. He gave of himself. He gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. When we engage his grace, but in order to engage God's grace, we have to acknowledge that we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. When we engage his grace, then our slate is wiped clean. Okay, so we're still talking about, because God loved us that much, he gave, he initiated. Okay, now let's go a little further. 1 John chapter 4 verse 9 says, in this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. So get the picture. We were the walking dead because of our sin. We were existing. We weren't truly living because we were separated from God. Our sin had us separated from God. So it took our acceptance of the price that was paid over 2,000 years ago for us to be made alive, so that we can now walk in newness of life. Now we are the walking living. Glory to God. Okay, now the amazing thing about love is, like, because we're talking about love, this is all about love. Every scripture that I've read is actually proving the point of the wonderful love of God. But I want to give you my last scripture, and it's Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17, and it says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Now, there are two relationships that are being described here, and it's amazing. A friend and a brother. Now, the Word of God tells us that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And we believe that that is Jesus, our Christ. Because he is, on one account, a friend that loves us in spite, and a friend loves you right where you are, with your insecurities, with your shortcomings, just for who you are, a friend loves you. But then a brother is that next level of relationship. Because a brother is that one that pushes you, that goes against you, because they know you so much. They know your insecurities, your limitations, your vulnerabilities, your shortcomings. They help to shape you into who you need to be, or was destined, sorry, to be. So we're talking about love today. So God didn't just come to love us in our condition, but he came to make us better. Glory to God. You don't go to the hospital just because you want to say, well, I'm sick. You go with the intention of getting better. So I'm here to encourage somebody today. I'll be back with part two, which is, it asks the question, what is love? And the answer to that is the reciprocating of the standard. So look forward to part two. Blessings on you.